At the start, Ruth was talking to us about people that we look up to, and she was trying to encourage you, wasn't she, to think about different people that might inspire you as you go through your life together, whether they be footballers or chefs or famous actors and the like. But you know, for most people, I think it would be to say, on Father's Day especially, that our dads are the best role model that you can get. Isn't that right, Johnny? Yeah, that's right. Yeah, that's right.
Chop up for you later.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, our dads are the best role model that there is. I have to say that, I say that jokingly, but you know, I have to be honest. But maybe that's not true for everyone. Maybe one or two people here have got sad experiences of their dads, or perhaps they've never even known their father. Well, I understand that and I acknowledge that, and we appreciate that perhaps this service in that sense is difficult for you. But for those of us who do have a good and a loving relationship with our dads, we look up to them and we're inspired by them. And we're so thankful to have them. But even if you haven't known your dad, or if you haven't got a father, in the Bible, we have the best example of all of a perfect father. The Bible describes the best father ever to us, and that is how God is towards each and every one of us. He loves us and he cares for us deeply. I can't stress enough how much this God, our loving Heavenly Father, cares for us and how deep it is. Jesus described him as our Father in heaven when we say the Lord's Prayer, and we're going to be saying the Lord's Prayer in just a little while. When we think about God as our loving Heavenly Father, he's a Father who goes on loving us and wanting to help us and care for us, perhaps even when we don't think we need his help, or perhaps even when we don't even know he's there, or perhaps even when we refuse his help. There's a good example of this in the Old Testament book of Hosea. Here, the people of Israel are a bit wayward. They're going their own way. But Hosea the prophet speaks into that situation, and he describes, he says to the people, you know, you may be doing your own thing, but God loves you and he cares for you even when you are at odds with him. In Hosea chapter 11, we get these words. When Israel was a child, I loved him. And out of Egypt, I called my son being the people of Israel. But the more I called Israel, the further they went from me. How sad is that? They sacrificed to the Baals and they burnt incense to images, which of course is far away from the things of God. But it was I who taught them to walk. It was I who took them by the arms, but they did not realize it. It was I who healed them. I led them with cords of kindness. When you teach children to walk, sometimes they get the hang of it and they wobble all over the place and they go off in their own different direction. And you may have those old-fashioned reins, children's reins. Have you ever seen those? Experienced those? Where you hold them up, perhaps when they're about to stumble or fall down? That's the picture that the Bible has of us. We may be going headlong into things, perhaps running before we can really walk. But God is there, longing for us to turn to him, and he wishes to lead us on with cords of human kindness, just like a father with a toddler child, with ties of love. He goes on to say, I lifted the yoke, that is the burden, from their neck, and I bent down to feed them. You know how difficult it is to feed a child or a toddler sometimes. It takes a lot of patience, doesn't it? Sometimes it's quite messy as well, but that's another question. But that's the extent, the patience, the love that God has for us. And like most fathers, our loving Heavenly Father, there are times when he has to say no. We want things, we desire things, And perhaps we even ask for things, but he says no. And the reason why he says no is not because he's been angry or just been difficult or awkward, but because he cares for us. He doesn't want us to have certain things because it's not good for us. It's not good for our health or our well-being or our future prosperity or the way that we care or look after each other. There is a sense in which sometimes he withholds things, the things that do us harm. And other times are times when he has to discipline us. And parenthood, whether you be a mother or a father, requires discipline at times. Right, now, I've got a couple of things here. What's this? A present. Sorry? No. What do you think it is? What do you think it might be? Something wrapped up in gold paper. That is very true, Mr. Bennett. Well done. Sorry?
Is it heavy?
No, it's not heavy. Do you want to hold it?
Yes.
What do you think it might be?
Teddy bear.
A teddy bear. You hold it?
Squishy.
Squishy.
Cuddly toy.
A cuddly toy of sorts. Is that heavy? No? Is it good? What about if I was to tell you it's a scorpion? Would you believe me?
No.
It could be a scorpion. How do you know? Sorry?
The wrong size.
The wrong size? Oh, you've seen plenty of scorpions wrapped up, haven't you? Yes, that's right. Well, there we are. We'll put that there and we'll think about it, all right? Okay. What's this?
Sausage.
A sausage.
It's clay.
It's
got spots on it.
It's got spots on it, yeah. Is it a snake? Is it a snake? Could it be a snake? Who, hands up if you think it could be a snake. One or two people think it might be a snake. Children, what do you think? Is this a snake? Yes.
No.
It could be a snake. It could be a snake, couldn't it?
Yes.
It could be. It could be. So we will put that there.
Watch out when you sit down, might bite you.
Yes. That's absolutely true. We'll just leave them there. Keep your eyes on them. Make sure they don't go away. All right. Jesus once said that in the passage that we had read out for us actually earlier, which of you fathers, if your son asks for a fish, would give him a snake instead? Or if he asks for an egg, would give him a scorpion? If you then, though you are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him? Even a bad figure, father figure, wouldn't be so unkind as to give a nasty present of that sort. And if that's true of earthly fathers, then how much more eager will our God, our loving heavenly Father, be glad to give us good things? So shall we open this and see what's in it?
Yes.
Children, do you want to come and open this for me? See what's in it. I think it's a scorpion. Do you think it might be a scorpion? Right, come on, open it.
Teddy.
A teddy! Yeah, all right, it's not a scorpion after all, it's a teddy. All right, so we'll put him there. All right, he's nice, isn't he? What about this? Is this a snake? It could be a snake. Shall we open it and see?
Yeah.
I don't know how to get into it.
Untied that knot.
Untied it?
Yeah.
Come on. What do you think it might be?
I think it might be a snake.
Sorry? You think it might be?
Wait.
Are you sure?
What's it mean?
It's a snake, I told you. Oh, it's got sweets in it. How surprising is that? Jolly good. Well, there we are. There's some sweets. And if you're lucky, you might get some later. But I have to ask your mum and dad first because I'm not quite sure. I don't want them to be upset with me. We'll look after them. We'll keep them safe. All right? Okay, jolly good. Excellent. Thank you. Yeah, there are sweets there. So if it's true of an earthly father that we don't give bad things to our children, how much more is our loving heavenly father going to look after us? God is the perfect father who is dying to give, literally dying in the person of Jesus, to give good gifts to his children. And God is the pattern for being the very best father ever. And if we wish to be able to please God, I'm sure we do, then we want to be as good, we want to be like him at least. We want to try and be like him. Our fathers love us. They care for us. But sadly, some people, of course, as we know, haven't had a father. But it's important and it's good when they've got father-like figures that can help them. For a young man in the Bible, Timothy, the Apostle Paul acted as a father to him. He called him my son in 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 1. Paul calls Timothy his son, even though they weren't actually related. Reminds me of my dad, actually. Whenever I ring up the phone, I ring my father up on the phone, the first thing he says is, "Hello, my son," he says. When I used to live with my brother, when we were still at home, he would call me son number one and the other one, and my brother son number two. So there we are. But hello, my son. Even now he calls me that. Then there's as an even younger person than Timothy, there was a young teenager called John Mark in the Bible, and his cousin Barnabas, in times of difficulty, looked after him as a father figure, and you can read that in Acts chapter 15. And for Jesus, of course, there was Joseph. In some ways his father, you could say his stepfather, his earthly father, when really he also had his father in heaven. Friends, cousins, stepfathers, teachers, coaches perhaps, church leaders, dads. I wonder who you want to thank today because they have been just a little bit like a loving father to you, an inspiration to you. If it's your own natural dad, congratulations, well done, what a blessing. But if there are others that have been equally father-like to you, then hold them in your hearts and look up to them and cherish them. And for those of us who are fathers, or perhaps are not fathers at this present time, but long to be fathers, we need to be able to do our best to have that same generosity and loving heart that our Father God has towards us. To be able to steer and direct wisely and well, give good advice, comfort and consolation to the people around us, and particularly our children. It's a great blessing to have a dad. It's a great blessing to be a dad. But it's also a great joy and a blessing to be a guide and a father-like figure to those around us who need it. So if you fall into one of those categories, God bless you. And may the Lord be with you. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you, Stephen.